This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Right now you got various news agencies that are reporting on this panic buying of guns and ammo, initially spurred by the social unrest that was going to be related to the coronavirus. They're still going on hard, strong. I mean, you know, thanks to the riots. Thanks to the riots following the death of George Floyd under Minneapolis police restraint and the rise of a movement to defund the police. And according to CNN Business, firearms dealers across the country have reported a recent spike in sales, citing the unrest following the police brutality protests in support of George Floyd and calls to defund the police as a catalyst. According to gun industry analyst Rob Southwick, founder of the market research firm Southwick Associates, Inc. This is the problem I face. I guess I'm going to have to go out there and just make a whole bunch of new bumps because I just got told that parts of my video belong to somebody else, which that's going to mean probably a bump. I'll have to look into that. Anyway, and of course, like I was just talking about in the last hour, in Illinois, for example, it's gone up 500%. The irony is overwhelming because many of the same people advocating to cut police funding also traditionally support gun control, you know. Apparently, they never expected so many people would care enough about their own safety that faced with a reduction in law enforcement, they would have to fend for themselves, and to do that, they would have to consider arming themselves. I look at this whole thing as it's going on right now, sort of a leftist foot shot, if you will. It's like they've shot themselves in both feet. One of the reasons you have so many people out there right now today talking about defunding the police and, you know, silence is violence and words are violence and all this other stuff is that they have controlled education for the longest time. And yet, for most of last year, and I don't know exactly, I don't remember when they shut the schools down, but I mean, we just had for the first time ever, we just had a senior class graduate without completing half the school year. Well, I don't know if it was half. A good portion of the school year. So, if this keeps going on, the other thing that they've created is this fear of all things having to do with COVID-19. So now, how many parents are going to opt for online schooling? Now, with just stay with me on this. Without that one component, this becomes a non-sustainable movement. Because these people, unless their parents are leftists, these children are going to be raised by their parents. Their minds and their value set is going to be set by their parents. Their parents are going to see their schoolwork as it's actually being done. They're not going to get to see this indoctrination. You know, the children get to see it on the school board and listen to their teachers. But this is going to be a whole new thing. Now, along the way, what has happened is that some adults who are actually educated enough to understand the difference between self-defense and murder have figured out they better be able to defend themselves because murderers might be coming. Like the Chaz, for example. In the Chaz, you've got the haves and the have-nots, and the haves there have guns. So, all these people that are worried about safety, they've gone and they've gotten a gun. Some of them might have done something that I would consider sort of foolhardy, because getting a handgun as your primary source of the self-defense. I get it to a degree, but you really need something bigger. As John Farnham would say, a handgun is a weak, pitiful substitute for what you really need, which is, in fact, a long gun. You need a rifle. You don't need... you don't need just a handgun. So, some of these people with just handguns are sitting around right now going, maybe I should have bought an AR-15. Then some of the leftists are going, but why would I have one of those? These are weapons of mass destruction. They kill babies. I got accused on Facebook of, you know, I was told on Facebook, gun owners kill babies, Biden 2020, ban all guns. And I asked the person, how do you get out there and tell me that gun owners kill babies but ban guns? Because it's saying I kill babies. Do they presume I shoot them? Okay. And then I asked them about their bizarre fetish with aborting babies. To me, that's bizarre. I can't imagine doing that to an infant in any form, at any stage of development. This is my choice. Okay, gotcha. So, in the Chaz, you had that the rapper, the SoundCloud rapper Raz Simone. He was giving out AR-15s. He opened the trunk to his Tesla, and he got out there and he was handing out AR-15s, and he forgot that they have universal background checks. You know, he was violating the statutes. Everybody there in Washington State, first of all, if you're under age 21, you can't buy one. It's illegal to deliver one, an AR-15, to anybody under 21. Then you got to have the background check. Then you got a 10-day waiting period and proof of completion of a firearm safety course within the previous 5 years. And every town, for complete and total totalitarianism, is that what they call themselves? They didn't say a word about this violation of Initiative 1639, which was voted for and passed in November 2018, which they supported. Every town supported this financially. So, yeah. Another group calling itself Seattle Indivisible declared in an email alert, "Police violence is a systemic problem. Solving it will require us to transform how we approach public safety." That's why Seattle Indivisible supports Black Lives Matter and their call to defund the police, and why yesterday we sent a letter to Mayor Jenny Durkin and the City Council in response to the mayor's proposed 5% cut to the SPD. This business-as-usual proposal is thoroughly tone-deaf and in the midst of a national movement against racially motivated police violence, and is hardly a good-faith offer when Black Lives Matter and other Seattle-area activists are calling for 25 to 50% cuts to SPD's budget. They're the same organization who back in February urged followers to support a trio of gun control measures, including one to limit so-called high-capacity magazines to 15 rounds. They failed to acknowledge that there's guns right now in CHOP, or CHAZ, or CHUD, or whatever it's called. But those utopians in the CHUD, they understand the place of guns. What this is doing, though, amongst all these new gun owners, is it's creating a new class, a new batch of Second Amendment activists. And that's good. That's a good thing. Not these scofflaw scamps that are right now, that are out there right now today at the CHUD? Whatever they call it. The CHOP. Whatever they call it. Walking around there. LARP police out there. I love it. I've heard them called LARP police. Anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. If you haven't done this yet, you still have, you may have a chance. You may have a chance. Because the question a lot of people ask are, should you buy a handgun or a rifle or a shotgun for self-defense? I got a call today from a friend of mine. He's looking for a handgun. The ones that are asking about pistols or shotguns overlook the AR platform, where I recommend the AR platform. The AR platform, in its standard configuration, anybody in your house can shoot it. In the pistol configuration, it will work better in a tight environment. If you get the 11-inch barrel, well, you still have some enough barrel there to do some things to range. But why would you consider an AR rifle? Well, let's look at some reasons. AR rifles simply shoot more accurately than handguns. And if you doubt that, run a quick experiment at your local outdoor range. Talk to gun owners of varying skill, from a novice to an expert, and ask them to volunteer for a fun course of fire and set out three IDPA silhouette targets or something similar, 10 yards from the shooter and about 2 yards apart. And tell them to shoot each target with two round center mass as accurately and as fast as they are able to do it. And to use a shot timer and have them run the course with an AR-15, a handgun, and a shotgun. And no matter your sample, almost all people will shoot the course more effectively, combination of time and accuracy. And accuracy counts with the AR type rifle. It's because there's very little recoil in it, even if you don't do anything special to it to mitigate recoil. Item number two, AR type rifles have greater magazine capacity. Joe Hyden Biden and his gun ban supporting friends think they know exactly how many rounds of ammunition you're going to need if you're ever in a fight for your life. And the truth is that no one knows this any more confidently, you know, with any degree of confidence than they know how many gallons of water would be needed to douse the house fire next door. No survivor of a life or death fight has ever said, "I wish I'd had less ammo." Number three, these rifles will give you a superior terminal performance. Rifles of appropriate caliber are much better fight stoppers than handguns. Handguns are actually quite weak as a fight stopper. It's going to take multiple rounds. And with the case that I was discussing earlier today with Rob, with the cannibalistic dude at the underpass in Florida, took 8 rounds from a .40 caliber to stop him, to get him to cease his attack. That's a lot of rounds. And if you have a 5-round gun, well, now luckily that LEO, if he had a Glock 22, he had a 15-round gun. Yeah. So anyway, lawful lethal force is deployed by citizens when a violent threat must be immediately stopped before the bad guy takes a life. In Texas, the shooter at the Texas church, he was stopped by an AR-15. He used an AR-15, but he was stopped by an AR-15. These kind of rifles are used a lot in self-defense. These rifles are like a set of Legos. They will come from the manufacturer equipped with the handguards that allow attachment of accessories, like a light, like a laser if you want them, the laser sight, rather. And that's helpful. And it may be essential in self-defense scenarios. Lights, whether you attach it to a gun or not, are a must. Because in the dark, you have to positively identify your target before you go after that target. Lasers will help you with a quick and easy target acquisition. And they can also be the reason an attacker turns and runs when they see that little dot. Especially if it's a foggy night and they see the beam, too. Suppressors are also easy to attach to ARs, and they can make a difference for your hearing if you are ever forced to discharge a rifle inside your own home. However, I don't know how much that's really going to be a thing in a self-defense situation, because you're going to be in the middle of that adrenaline dump. Number five. For decades, there was an assumption that firing rifles in homes would present unacceptable risks to innocent parties on the other side of internal walls due to over-penetration issues. And that's the reason many law enforcement agencies use pistol caliber carbines like the HK MP5 when going into homes in high-risk situations. But that was based upon a flawed assumption. The FBI decided to put that to the test and study the matter, and they found that 5.56 NATO self-defense ammunition poses no greater risk of over-penetration than rounds fired from pistols and shotguns. And the myth does remain, but you should not be deterred by it. Be safe and always assume all rounds are going to pass through all walls. Don't look out there for some magic talisman that will just, it'll go through your bad guy, it'll go through your couch, and then it's going to go on the wall and just stop there. make the assumption they go through everything. If you are a gun owner and you already own an AR, and your friends come to you and say, "Hey, what should I get?" Well, consider the AR. For every application that I can think of, especially if you're getting a pistol variant, I have two pistol variants, one with a 7-inch barrel, one with an 11-inch barrel. Both of them would be superior to my 16-inch barrel in a house, purely from the standpoint of maneuverability. When you're coming up and you're trying to go around a corner and then coming up, the shorter the barrel, the faster you're going to come up, the easier it is to be closer to having it in place already. It's not rocket science. It's not rocket science. I like pistol caliber carbines. Don't get me wrong. I like a good 9mm. The Scorpion by CZ. That is a magnificent weapon, especially the Micro. The Micro, when it's all compacted down, is about that big. Throw it in a backpack. Holds 30 rounds of 9mm in it. It's enough of a storm to where people would pay attention to you and probably not want to get around you. So, the difference between the pistol caliber carbine and the AR pistol, of course, is the caliber. Rifle round is superior to pistol round. That's why handgun, not as good as rifle. Simple thing. So, just look at that. And, if you don't have one already, get one. Get one. That's a thing. I mean, that should be a thing for you. You should be looking for all the weapons you need to defend your house. If you have a gun and you have three family members living with you, do you only have a way to get into your house? Do you have a back door? Do you have windows? Better to have I've got enough stuff here to where I could bring my entire extended family and we would still have some stuff left over. And maybe you don't want to go that far. But, hey, there you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Today is day three in the new United States-Mexico-Canada trade deal, and Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue tells Fox News the deal is working out great for America.
This is good for the whole economy. This will bring jobs back to the United States, and I think as we see this pandemic, we understand the need for onshoring many other jobs in critical industries as well. That's where President Trump wants us to head.
Arkansas Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson is working with city officials to combat the spread of coronavirus.
I am announcing an executive order that I have signed, which gives cities in Arkansas the authority to adopt the model ordinance which would require the wearing of masks.
Speaking in Little Rock, he emphasizes it's not a statewide mandate, but gives cities more flexibility. You're listening to USA Radio News. Reaction continuing to come in as a former mentor of Jeffrey Epstein was arrested. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The former girlfriend of the late disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein is facing 6 counts related to her allegedly helping him sexually abuse young girls. At least one who is as young as 14. Epstein accuser Jennifer Oroas welcoming the news, saying on NBC this morning,
"This arrest probably, I think, represents, you know, a completely new beginning, you know, for justice for all the survivors."
The NFL is reportedly planning on playing a song commonly referred to as the Black National Anthem prior to the Star Spangled Banner during the season's opening week. The season is scheduled to begin on September 10th with a game between the Kansas City Chiefs and Houston Texans. Many NFL fans not happy with the news as Boycott NFL is trending on Twitter. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. I guess I could put, you know, if I'm going to use that, I guess I could put it to where you can see me, right? There you go. I'm sorry about that, all of you streaming people at Facebook. I live in South Carolina. In South Carolina, it is illegal to go about wearing a mask. That is a law. In a lot of places, it is illegal to go about wearing a mask. In North Carolina, where it is mandated that they will wear masks. Here in South Carolina, it is mandated in various places, like in city limits. I don't know why. I'm waiting to see the difference between the count, what's going on in the county versus what's going on in the city. But it's not mandated, although when you go into certain stores, if it's in the city limits, like grocery stores, you will have to wear a mask. Coming out on Facebook, there was a post that was viewed hundreds of times, and they said in North Carolina this mandate would infringe upon North Carolinian Second Amendment right. For those of you like myself that has your concealed carry permit and carry, you can be charged with a Class H felony for wearing a mask and concealed carrying. Adding, once you have a felony, you can no longer carry. Dun, dun, dun. Is that true? Could that possibly be? Well, a spokesman for the governor, who is a Democrat, a spokesman for the Republican state Senate leader, and the leader of the state's leading gun rights group, all agree North Carolinians are allowed to wear a mask and carry a concealed weapon. Some of them might not be trusting what they're hearing. I get that. I understand. So they decided to reference North Carolina's General Statute 14-12. That statute, specifically 14-12.7, forbids adults from concealing their identities in public. But it doesn't mention guns. And it passed decades ago to target the KKK, according to WRAL. But this was suspended in May when state lawmakers passed their coronavirus relief package. So now the law says any person wearing a mask for the purpose of ensuring the physical health or safety of the wearer or others is exempt from state law prohibiting masks in public. And that is supposed to expire on August the 1st, which is close now. When they put this together, everybody was like, well, as soon as we get back to normal, there's no more COVID-19. Yeah. Now, I myself am not in on the new normal. I'm not a player in the new normal field. I don't want anything to do with it. However, I know that there's some people out there that are so... They think that if they wear... I see people wearing a mask in a car. I see people walking by themselves outside in the sunlight wearing a mask. When you're outside and you're in that UV light, this is the beautiful thing about being a member of the earth. When you're out there walking in the UV light, you are basically, it's being burned all around you. There's no corona cloud sitting out there infecting people as they walk around. Now, even when it does expire, they don't think there's going to be a conflict between mask laws and concealed carry laws. Pat Ryan, a spokesman for Senate Leader Phil Berger, told PolitiFact that the anti-mask law applies irrespective of whether a person is carrying a weapon or not. No statute exists that treats carrying a concealed weapon while masked differently than any other activity while masked, he said. Then there's Grassroots North Carolina, which is Paul Vallone's group. Paul's been on this show before. And he interprets the mask laws the same way. He's the president of GRNC. He told PolitiFact in a phone interview that he's aware of the rumors. He says they're inaccurate and could potentially discourage someone from carrying their concealed weapon and protecting themselves. And he posted a letter from the group's lawyer on their Facebook page. And Ed Green, who's the group's director of legal affairs, said, at your request, I have investigated the rampant rumors that NC law makes it a felony to carry a firearm while wearing a mask. Even if the individual holds a valid concealed handgun permit, there is no such law. He explained that the mask and concealed to carry laws this way, there's no law that makes wearing a mask illegal because one is carrying a firearm. And there's no law that makes carrying a firearm illegal because you're wearing a mask. When asked if it's illegal to carry a concealed weapon while wearing a mask, Cooper spokesman Ford Porter said, having reviewed the concealed carry statute, our office does not believe this is the case. So, PolitiFact rates this claim as false. This is our, you know, in certain places where Antifa operates, it's illegal to wear a mask. That's another one of those things that, for some reason, they just escape muster. You know, they just get by with it. It's amazing what people will try to do to get 5 minutes of gun control. It really is. It's amazing the depths they will stoop to. See, a lot of people believe that if you wear a mask, you're saving a life or you're protecting lives. If you wear a mask, you're breathing in CO2. If you are asymptomatic to it, you may be breathing in some of the stuff that you're, you know, just asymptomatic to. And I haven't seen anything conclusively saying that this will change you from being asymptomatic to being symptomatic. But isn't that sort of dancing with fire? People, and I talked about this last week, people started wearing masks in hospital operating rooms because it was believed that when they were doing surgery and there was open patients in there, right, you know, open wound, if they exhaled, cough, whatever, that bacteria could get in the open wound and cause issues with the patient. That is proven not to be true. That still doesn't mean they don't, you know, sew a few things left, you know, in them, but that's all beside the point. Mask wearing is going to be here for a while. Have you ever been to Lids, the ball cap shop where you can buy the sports memorabilia? If you have a mall near you that's open, One of the things they do now is they'll embroider your mask. They'll embroider your mask for you. You can have your personalized mask. It's a fashion statement. All of these, you know, all of these ladies' clothing places and everything that specialize in online sales and everything else, they have fashionable masks for you if that's what you're looking for. We're never going to get, at this rate, we're never going to get to herd immunity. So, it's one of those things we just sit back and sigh and wish to God that there was a little bit of, you know, a little bit of common sense out there. Just a little bit. Because people getting, there's people wearing masks right now that are getting, they're going to wake up in a couple of days, they're going to be sick, they're going to have coronavirus, or they're going to have the flu. There's all kinds of things they can get. I just don't understand this mentality of fear. But that's all beside the point. If you're out there and somebody's told you that you can't wear a mask and carry a concealed weapon with you the whole way, in South Carolina, Alan Wilson, who is the state attorney general, has said, yes, you can. In North Carolina, yes, you can. I suspect this is the way it is in a lot of places across the nation. Period. End of discussion. Move on to something real. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Last time on the firing line.
Don't know what it seems.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. I've seen this a few times on Facebook, and so I'm going to share it with you. I've seen this from more than one source, so one of my Facebook friends, Scott Lemons, has got it up right now. So I'm going to break this down as it says. Number one, Joe Biden is not winning. Number two, Bubba Wallace wasn't a victim. Number three, Black Lives do matter. Number four, what happened to George Floyd should never happen again. Number five, all cops aren't bad, nor are they all racist. Number six, brown lives matter. Number seven, rioters and looters have nothing to do with George Floyd and should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Number seven. Number eight, unborn black lives matter. Number nine, unborn all lives matter. Number 10, Colin Kaepernick is not a hero. Number 11, CNN isn't news, nor is MSNBC. Number 12, Elizabeth Warren isn't Native American. Number 13, Facebook only censors conservatives. Number 14, all lives do matter, red, yellow, black, and white. They are precious in his sight. Number 15, COVID-19 is being used to gauge just how much of our freedom they can take away without much of a fight. Number 16, all fear is fueled by the media. Number 17, God is still in control. Number 18, Epstein did not kill himself. 19, NASCAR did kill themselves. 20, there is no white privilege. 21, life is what you make of it. 22, Jesus died so that we have our sins forgiven if we admit he is our Savior and submit to everything he asks of us. Number 23, Democrats want to turn us on each other so bad and all stems from the hatred of our president. They can't beat him any other way. Also, they can't stop him from exposing their wrongdoings. Number 24, spoiler alert, God wins, so stay in prayer. Amen. There you go. A little something extra. Coming out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin this past week, Milwaukee means the good life. I know that because I have seen Wayne's World. There's an investigation into the whereabouts of two missing teens, and that ended up with shots fired, a rampaging mob, Several families left homeless after the rioters burned down their shelter in an act of mistaken identity and vigilante justice. According to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, police searched the home in question last Tuesday morning looking for the missing teens, but found no evidence they'd ever been there. They report a group of onlookers began searching the house, which the last time I checked, that was called breaking and entering. By the time the hours of chaos ended, three people had been shot, including two 14-year-olds, and 10 officers and a firefighter were injured. An unknown number of others were hurt by the tear gas and the rubber bullets the police fired into a scattered crowd. The girls, ages 13 and 15, were eventually found by one of their mothers more than 3 miles away. Police said there was no indication the girls were ever there or that the house was used for such activity. Now, the Milwaukee paper glosses over the wee hours of chaos, but there's a report by the Milwaukee Police Department. Here's some of the details. While officers were on the scene, the crowd continued to grow, and individuals began to throw bricks and pieces of concrete at officers, which resulted in two of them being injured. Due to the large crowd and their unruly behavior, the officers who were at the location requested backup. Prior to additional officers arriving at the scene, the crowd surrounded the rear of the residence and set a couch and a vehicle and a residence on fire. A couch, a vehicle, and a residence. Okay. They had to escort members of the Milwaukee Fire Department to the scene in order for them to be able to safely extinguish this fire. Okay. As a result of responding to this incident, one member of the Milwaukee Fire Department sustained a non-life-threatening injury and was transported to a local hospital. During this incident, several shots were fired by individuals in the crowd, and three individuals sustained non-life-threatening gunshot injuries. And victims of these non-fatal shootings were taken to a local hospital for treatment, and they were expected to survive. A total of 10 officers sustained injuries. Later in the evening, they returned and reignited the fire to the residence. And officers intervened, but three more were injured by individuals who were in the crowd who struck them with bricks. These guys are absolutely, these police officers, they've got to be the most restrained people I've ever seen in my life. Somebody's throwing a brick at me? That's lethal. I don't care if I got a helmet on. By the time these little girls were found, the home that some in the crowd suspected of being a den of sex traffickers had gone up in smoke, leaving Talisa Hall and her family with nowhere to stay and virtually all of their possessions destroyed. Hall had left her home a couple of days earlier to give birth at a local hospital and watched her house burn to the ground on TV. Oh. Here's the problem. Mobs are not going to listen to reason. And they're not known for their critical thinking skills. That's why they're mobs. It's bad enough when a statue of an ardent anti-slavery advocate gets torn down by a crowd who's intent on destroying what they assume to be a symbol of oppression. But when a riotous mob ends up torching a home under the mistaken impression they're purging a neighborhood of sex traffickers, this is a whole new phase in mob rule. A dangerous new phase. And maybe if there had been some armed citizens in the home to protect themselves and their property, they could have prevented their home from being burned to the ground. And guess what? Neither the police or the firemen that were there calmed them down. They could not quell the mob, as they say. And Jaleesa Hall ended up leaving the hospital with her new daughter, right, and no place to live. As of this moment, Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett hasn't said a word about the mob that injured officers and set fire to the home either. He needs to get his act together and get his city under control, because at the moment it appears that there is little law and even less order on the streets of Milwaukee. And until that happens, expect mob violence like this to lead to a surge in new gun owners in the city as residents seek to protect themselves from the madness of the crowds. Milwaukee. Isn't that where David Clark was a sheriff? Don't remember. This, this not being able to, and this, listen, this is indicative of reality. Police officers are not Superman. They cannot overcome numbers. Numbers rules all. Numbers, in the face of tactics and everything else, especially without knowing what kind of rules of engagement these police officers have, the superior force numerically is going to be the mob. And unless there's a, unless there is a mandate that comes down to where these police officers can get out there and go full on military with these people, I guess they're just going to destroy whatever they see. The only thing that will stop them, and it's interesting now, I talked earlier about the St. Louis couple that came out of their house, their Palazzo house in St. Louis, armed. One husband had rifle, wife had pistol. And they were unperturbed by the rioters. They were like, okay, well, you're not coming in here. And it worked. They were going to the mayor's house anyway, but they broke into the gate of a gated community. That's what's that's what a mob understands. A mob is going to understand force. If there's force available. This is why I say have an AR. This is why I say get training. Practice. I know right now maybe the having the AR part might be a little difficult to manage, but having the training once you do it and getting the practice, that's an untapped resource available to you right now. Lots of training available. Back again tomorrow in about 21 hours. And between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.